Anda sedang menonton Awal Ni Pagi bersama saya, Nur Syazwani Safisham dan juga Hakim Rahman. Dan saya nak tanya Hakim lah kan, apa agaknya perkara yang Hakim sanggup lakukan demi untuk menunjukkan rasa kasih dan juga sayang anda kepada alam sekitar ni, Hakim?
Jaga alam sekitar, jaga kebersihan.
Itu je?
Itulah yang sanggup maksudnya.
Maksudnya ada usaha lain yang lagi sanggup?
Recycle, tanam-tanam, bersihkan, jangan buang sampah.
Betul.
Basic. Kesedaran sivik lah ada.
Tapi sebenarnya saya nak tanya Hakim jugalah. Adakah Hakim sanggup sebenarnya untuk berjalan kaki beratus-ratus kilometer demi alam sekitar?
Saya pergi kedai depan jalan bolehlah.
Untuk buang sampah pun bolehlah.
Boleh.
Berjalan untuk buang
sampah.
Tapi
kalau nak beratus-ratus kilometer tu full marathon pun saya tak pernah buat.
Mungkin boleh cubalah. Tapi inilah yang sanggup dilakukan oleh pasangan suami dan isteri ini yang bakal berjalan kaki kira-kira 530 km. Full marathon pun kalah ni, Hakim.
Ini dari mana ni?
Dari Kuala Lumpur ke Langkawi bagi meningkatkan kesedaran awam berkenaan dengan kepentingan menjaga alam sekitar. Dan berada di studio bersama kami ketika ini adalah Fiza dan juga Roman yang mereka ini merupakan peserta projek alam sekitar. Selamat datang ke Awal Ni Pagi. Welcome.
Thank you. Terima kasih.
Selamat pagi.
Selamat pagi.
Good morning. Selamat Hari Raya.
Okey, kita nak mulakan dengan Fiza lah. Macam ni mana datang idea ni?
Ya.
Untuk berjalan 530 km from KL to Langkawi. Okay. Mana datang idea ni?
Idea gila ni daripada Roman ya.
Okey.
Sebab Roman dia suka cycling. Okey, sebab during COVID kan 2 tahun, so dia tak dapat pergi mana-mana. So dia cakap kat I, okay, kenapa why not kita do something crazy? So I cakap, what do you mean kan? So dia cakap kat I, why not kita berjalan kaki daripada Kuala Lumpur ke Langkawi? I cakap, no, I tak nak lah. I cakap, panas kot kan? So bila I think balik, why not we can try?
Okay.
Untuk create awareness kan, semua idea ni daripada dia. Dia yang projek ni memang dia yang bagi idea.
Pencetus idea lah. Yeah. Tapi sebenarnya kalau mungkin Fizah boleh kongsikan juga lah. Mungkin sebelum ini ada projek-projek alam sekitar ini yang juga terlibat yang menyebabkan tercetusnya idea ni.
Okey, ini first time untuk kita orang. Sebab dalam sebelum bulan puasa kita orang berjalan kaki daripada Eco Ceras ke Botanic Garden.
Okey.
14 km.
Bulan puasa?
Sebelum bulan puasa.
Oh, sebelum bulan puasa.
Seminggu sebelum bulan puasa. So kita orang jalan kaki, so I rasa I can make it. Why not? At the same time kita orang collect rubbish.
Okey.
Roman, you seems like you travel a lot from the visual. But did you know that our country is very hot, you know?
No problem.
But I'm sure you've been here for quite a while, right? How many years have you been in Malaysia?
4 years now.
Oh, four years now. But before this idea that you've created, you know, maybe you can share with us previous efforts that you've done before this, you know, regarding the preserving the natures.
So I love traveling, so I love cycling as well.
Okay.
So I think that cycling is a good way to traveling green, you know. And I cycled 21,000 kilometers across 16 countries so far, traveling to 40 countries.
14 countries?
40.
40.
40, yeah.
Wow.
And but did your friend and family knows about this, and how did they respond to this idea? What did they say to you?
They were not really surprised because they know that it's been already 2 years I couldn't go anywhere because of COVID. So when I came up with the idea, they knew that I would come with something crazy after 2 years. So they were not really surprised.
How do you convince her? How do you convince Visa?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if you said before. I think you said before because I don't speak Malay yet.
Okay.
But we walk 14 kilometers from Eco Ceras to Langkawi, and I said to her, you can just try. And
Eco Ceras to Botanic Garden.
To Botanic Garden, sorry.
Not Langkawi,
So Visa dan Roman ni baru saja berkenalan, baru saja mendirikan rumah tangga atau bagaimana?
Kita orang dah berkahwin daripada 2016.
Okey.
Yep. Saya migrate di to New Zealand 2013.
So sejak daripada perkahwinan itulah mula tercetusnya juga idea-idea gila ni.
Idea gila ni. Ya.
Selain daripada itu, mungkin sebelum bulan puasa tu, sebelum bulan puasa tu mungkin ada lagi.
Kita orang ada collect rubbish, kutip sampah dekat Kemen Highland. Morit Beach.
Okey. Ha, itu antara visual-visual yang anda saksikan inilah.
Ketumbang.
Bukit Ketumbah Hill.
Okay. Ceras. Okey. Roman, tell us more about this crazy ideas of yours, like walking from Kuala Lumpur to Langkawi. What's the plan? What are you going to do along the way?
The plan is to raise awareness on the environment in Malaysia, because we are living in Malaysia at the moment. And for me and Fizai, it annoys us to see people throwing rubbish by the window, and
it's kind of a bad culture here, you know.
Yeah. But it's not only Malaysia; it's worldwide. Yeah. But because we live in Malaysia, we want to raise awareness on this in Malaysia.
Based on the visuals that we see, it's not only the two of you. There's a team with you guys. Maybe you can share more about this.
So what we see is called Langkawi Pure. So okay. the person that sponsor us have a team as well. So they decided to join us to create more awareness. So the more people we are, the more people will be aware of what we are doing. The more impact is gonna
happen. The more, the merrier.
Yeah, exactly.
But walking sounds easy. Walking, but walking from Kuala Lumpur to Langkawi, it's not that easy. So macam mana, Fiza? How do you prepare yourself? I mean, jalan sini pergi depan pun jalan juga, tapi ini jalan jauh ni. Macam mana prepare? Ada few technique that you learn or?
Okay, bahawa sekarang ni kita orang training kita orang punya kaki, kan? Nak pakai kaki kan?
Banyak pakai kaki tu. Kena pakai kaki.
At least 25 kilometer satu hari. So kita orang jalan tu akan collect rubbish. Okey. Kita orang akan start daripada rasa.
Rasa?
Rasa. Bukan daripada Kuala Lumpur sebab dekat KL tak ada jalan yang untuk berjalan kaki. Not friendly lah kan. So kita orang tak nak hit by car ke kan. So sebab susah. So daripada rasa kita orang akan turun ke Kalumpang. All the way lah, ikut jalan-jalan kampung, bukan highway.
Okay. Untuk tujuan keselamatan lah.
Tujuan keselamatan, faktor keselamatan, ya. Tapi, like 25 kilometer per day itu,
per day.
That's the plan lah.
Training lah.
That's the route for the distance for the training ataupun for.
Distance yang kita orang akan jalan. 25
kilometer satu hari.
25 ataupun 27 kilometer satu hari untuk 23 hari.
Okey, satu hari nak dapat 25 kilometer tu, how many hours? Berapa jam?
I rasa.
Have you tried before?
I think it will take around 5 hours.
5 or 6 lah.
Yeah, 5-6 hours. We're not gonna walk very fast. You know, it's not like walking and non-stop. So we're gonna start early in the morning because it's less hot. You know, so we start walking around 7:30. We walk for 2 hours, stop, makan, and after we.
Makan is very essential.
And dan juga kita nak jumpa kita orang nak jumpa local kan along the way.
Tapi what if along the way tu ada orang ataupun ada individu yang interested to join in you guys?
Yes.
So are you guys welcome too?
Yes, very welcome.
Reminds me of this movie, Tom Hanks. What's the movie called?
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, where he started running and everyone started following him.
Yeah.
It might happen, though.
Yeah, it might happen. Maybe Haki will join you guys.
All right. Well,
but before we go through more, we want to ask, have you guys done this walking from Kuala Lumpur to probably to any other states?
We've never done it in Malaysia.
So this is the first time?
First time.
I see.
But I walked long distances in Nepal. Before I went hiking in Nepal, so I was walking like around 17 kilometers a day in Nepal. So that was a long time ago.
Well, I'm hearing it. It's already tiring for me, so I'm not sure how you guys are going to do it in 23 days, right?
Yeah, 22.
So the plan is to collect all the rubbish, and what do you do with it? I mean, you collect and put
so
it.
So the company that's going to sponsor us, Langkawi Pure, is going to follow us with a 4W. So they're going to give us water, they're going to carry our bag, and they're going to collect the rubbish that we collect.
So they will be with you guys for the next 3 days?
The next, like, okay, during our walk, they not be around lah.
Okay.
But the next town, so they will wait was there.
They would wait. Yeah. So they're gonna organize our accommodation and stuff.
Accommodation so and food.
Every day we will know.
How do you guys propose to this sponsorship that you got?
Oh, they found us. They found us.
They are the one who contact us.
Yeah. Because we was dekat FMT, World of Bars, and the Sun Daily.
Itu adalah kuasa viral tu yang ada ketika di platform media sosial ketika ini. We want to ask more about this effort. Are you guys expecting people, you know, the maybe not only the sponsorship, but people can sponsor to you guys also?
Yeah, we have something on our YouTube channel called Buy Me a Coffee.
Okay.
So if people want to support the project, they can just click on the link and it's like $5 to...
Okay, ini adalah kalau kita boleh ambil paparan di iPad, ini adalah link Buy Me a Coffee. Mungkin Fiza boleh cerita lebih lanjut bagaimana sebenarnya
Buy Me Coffee ini berfungsi ya?
Yeah.
Okay, Buy Me Coffee ini dia okay, dia ada banyak cawan kat situ. So you boleh choose berapa cawan yang you nak. Satu cawan $5. Mungkin RM20 satu kopi. So far kita orang dah dapat dalam 6 coffee.
I see.
6 coffee dan juga aktivis alam sekitar yang dah transfer kat kita orang dalam 500.
Ada so, sasaran amount? Is there any amount that you guys are trying to achieve?
For
Buy Me Coffee, do you think?
I think it's a minimum of $5. I think minimum of $5. I think.
No, it's not.
No.
You don't understand. Okay. So I think it's about RM1,000.
Okay.
Okay.
Untuk perjalanan that. Selama 23 hari itu.
Untuk perjalanan itu. Kita orang ambil sponsor untuk food dengan makanan, so kita orang bawa diri saja.
Accommodation?
Accommodation semua termasuk.
The sponsor from Langkawi Pure.
Yeah.
Langkawi Pure and then
the iWave Global sponsor us gears, so I needed to renew some gears. My laptop was 13 years old, so I can't edit anymore because I'm doing a lot of videos on YouTube and I can't use my laptop to edit. So they sponsor us a laptop.
Other than training, what are your other preparations? Mentally?
Mentally, physical.
Yeah.
The heat.
So what have you guys been doing for the next probably 1 month to 8th of June? So what are you guys are going to do every day?
Squat.
Okay.
Walking. It's a
must, yeah.
And running. Yep. To test our stamina, kan?
Did you guys get help from any professional trainer or something?
Tak ada.
Or did you just... Tak ada?
Sendiri tak je.
Boleh lah sponsor ni, trainer nak ni.
Kalau ada trainer yang nak sponsor kita orang, boleh juga.
But okay, banyak lagi yang perlu kita bincangkan mengenai idea gila ini. Yeah. Berjalan kaki dari Kuala Lumpur ke Pulau Langkawi, 530 km sebab nak kutip sampah. Nampak macam gila tapi sebenarnya hakikat yang lebih berat dan lebih pahit untuk kita terima, ramai orang tak ada kesedaran sivik buang sampah merata-rata. Tapi ini mungkin satu usaha untuk memberi kesedaran. Tapi banyak lagi kita nak lihat di sebalik usaha ini, apa objektif dan matlamatnya. Tapi kita akan bincangkan bersama Roman dan juga Fiza selepas kita kembali daripada rehat pertama ini.
Baik, bertemu kembali dalam Awal di Pagi. Hari ini kami membincangkan satu topik yang gila. Nak tahu kenapa gila? Kerana Fiza dan Roman yang bersama dengan kami di studio ini akan berjalan dari Kuala Lumpur ke Langkawi sejauh 530 km. Hanya untuk membawa kesedaran berkenaan dengan alam sekitar. Kita nak tanya Fiza terlebih dahululah. Pastinya ada satu momen yang membuatkan Fiza ataupun Roman tercetusnya idea ini. What is the moment that actually opened your eyes to actually, you know, do this crazy idea?
For me, it's being stuck with COVID for 2 years and not be able to travel because I'm normally every 2 years I do like a cycling trip every 2 years or 3 years, and COVID just was so hard for me to be locked. And not be able to go anywhere. So I said to Fiza, we need to do something. I can't anymore.
We need to do something crazy. And then we can't stand. The moment kita orang duduk dekat Kuala Lumpur kan, kat mana-mana je lah. Even though kalau masa I drive kan, depan I kereta just buang
liter,
tisu.
Buang sampah je.
Buang macam-macam. Buang, yalah, especially botol, rokok. Rokok bat.
Okay.
Just buang je, tanpa rasa bersalah. Kalau kita tak ubah, banjir akan melanda dekat Malaysia. Kalau orang kata apa, kalau kita tak start daripada sekarang, so apa akan jadi dan the next generation in 10 years, 20
years. But
what
makes you say yes to Kuala Lumpur, to walking? Maybe this effort boleh dilakukan dengan cara lain, with different approach. But why walking? that's question. Why walking?
I think because she's scared that I'm cycling here. I wanted to do cycling, but she was scared that I'm going cycling in Malaysia, and I don't think she will cycle 100 kilometers a day. So I said, why not? We try to walk instead. Okay. It's maybe easier for her to walk than cycling.
Yeah.
Plus, you have a lot of opportunity to go to these remote places because you're using jalan lama. Mereka jalan kaki guna jalan lama atas faktor keselamatan, tak ikut lebuh raya ataupun highway. Jadi ini salah satu faktor keselamatan juga. Tapi dapat explore lah. But did you expect to encounter things like exploring local culture?
Yep.
Because Fiza mungkin Fiza orang mana?
Orang sini.
Orang KL kan? Tapi belum tentu lagi tahu budaya dekat Negeri Sembilan, kat Rasa tu sampai dekat kawasan-kawasan tertentu tu macam tak tahu pula ada makanan macam ni, especially for Roman.
Yeah, betul.
You don't know, there's a lot of food, plenty of food here.
Yeah.
I've been trying a lot of food already.
But untuk Roman mostly.
Yeah.
Untuk kenal Malaysian culture more.
So, what are your expectations towards this effort?
We'd love that people realize what's happening, you know, and maybe try to educate children. It would be nice that if we educate children, then children will maybe tell the parents, stop throwing, you know, stop throwing your paper, your bottles and everything.
Along the way, let's say you guys are going to take about 23 days. Are you guys going to upload a video like what you've always done on your YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Or is there any social media platforms that you guys are going to update towards your followers?
Yes, we're going to take a day off once a week.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So during this day off, I'm going to be uploading one video so people will know exactly where we've been and this kind of thing. So it's going to be posted on YouTube, on Facebook and on Instagram and TikTok.
Have you guys decided, Fiza dah decide dengan Roman route mana nak ikut for every checkpoint, mana nak berhenti, have you decide dekat mana? Jadi mungkin penonton yang melihat ni boleh tahu, boleh tunggulah Roman dengan Fiza jalan depan rumah tengok ambil gambar atau tolong kutip sampah, itu lebih penting.
Atau
tolong sekali.
Dekat mana? Apa route perjalanan ni kalau ingat?
Okey, daripada Rasa sampai ke Kelumpang. Kelumpang, Slim River. Lepas Slim River, Tanjung Malim.
Tanjung Malim Perak.
Tanjung Malim. Okey, route tu kita orang akan macam nak cakap eh. Kita orang ada hotel tu. So I akan bagi details nanti dekat G, ya.
Boleh, boleh.
Or maybe you can update on your social media as well.
Roman and Fiza, kalau kita nak merancang, nak perjalanan jauh ni, kita dah kena expect. Kalau I drive long distance, I will expect traffic jam. I will expect I'm going to run out of fuel. I'm going to expect that I need to stop for toilet break. So, do you plan dah
perancangan
plan
awal,
perancangan awal
ini?
Kalau berhadapan dengan sebarang cabaran?
Okay, itu challenge sebenarnya. Challenge. Okay. Kalau kita orang rasa macam okeylah during our walk kan. Okey, kalau kita orang rasa macam okeylah maybe tak ada traffic jam, tapi masa kita jalan tu mungkin kita orang okey selepas breakfast normally.
Okey.
Okey, selepas breakfast. So hopefully kita orang maintain lah. Tak adalah macam orang kata nak pergi ke toilet ke. We have to do before breakfast lah.
Tapi apa lagi cabaran-cabaran dia? Mungkin soal keselamatan, trafik. Sebab kalau lalu jalan lama, monyet, kera, haiwan-haiwan liar,
yeah, animals. Betul. Ya, hutan kan kita akan lalu forest, kan? So dalam pemikiran kita orang punya plan daripada pukul 7 pagi atau pukul 8 pagi sampai pukul 2 petang sahaja. After pukul 2 kita orang tak nak jalan dah. So untuk faktor keselamatan.
But if we talk about this efforts, this awareness effort, Rama, do you think it will be enough to just to create the much needed awareness, of, especially in preserving the nature? Do you think it's enough, or
I think smaller impact can lead to something big, you know? So if everyone do a little bit, then it would become bigger and bigger.
It's a start.
So if people following it and tell other people to do it, then it's going to become big.
Probably this first effort is going to be the two of you guys. Maybe after this, Kuala Lumpur to anywhere else? Yeah, is there any plan?
Maybe to the south.
Maybe to other countries.
Wow.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, if we start in Malaysia and people create a movement and people do this every week like we do, like every week we're collecting rubbish in different places around Kuala Lumpur, and if people start doing it in different states in Malaysia, That would be awesome.
But I'm interested to know, how do you prepare for this? I mean, the selection of shoes, that's one thing. We go to a bit technical.
Yeah.
Kasut pun main peranan. Takkan nak pakai kasut tumit tinggi
the
macam Sazoni. That's too crazy.
I wear sneakers as well.
Okay. So macam mana persediaan dari segi kasut, macam tadi fitness, kita bercakap fitness, awal tadi bercakap fitness, buat latihan, squat and sebagainya. Tapi kalau berkenaan dengan technical, kasut, how do you plan to collect the rubbish using your hands? Or you have a stick? How do you plan to do it?
For the physical, I'm not training, like not doing a hard training. I never think about really much about the gear and everything. I just go. On most of the trip I've done, I just go and see how it goes. And after collecting rubbish, we're thinking maybe about the stick, but then we use the stick a lot and we saw that it's not very practical. So we're probably going to just have gloves. Collecting rubbish.
But the question now is, what are you going to you guys to do with the rubbish that you guys have collected?
So the Langkawi Pure, like, is going to follow us with the 4W, and after we're collecting rubbish, the car will come. And we're gonna put the rubbish in
and recycle it and all that.
So after, they will put it in a bigger bin for us, because we can't carry the rubbish for 27 kilometers.
Mostly our rubbish tu kita orang akan collect plastic bottles,
things that boleh di
recycle. We can't collect the big things, so we're gonna collect mostly plastic to show people
recycle that, items.
Recycle item.
That's great. Mask.
That's a lot of mask.
This one drive me crazy.
I don't understand.
People litter, boss.
I don't understand.
Mungkin ada usaha selepas itu. Selepas sampah-sampah ini telah pun dikutip, kemudian akan dikitar semula. Mungkin ada barangan yang akan dihasilkan if that's the effort together with the sponsorship.
Belum lagi.
Okay, boleh dibincangkan.
Maybe another crazy idea. Yeah.
Not yet.
Okay. Roman and Fiza, kita sudah hampir tiba ke penghujung. Akhir sekali, apa harapan dan pesanan, harapan untuk projek alam sekitar ini dan juga pesanan kepada masyarakat Malaysia khususnya untuk menjaga alam sekitar?
Okay. Saya harap during kita orang punya jalan kaki ini, kerja gila ni, saya harap orang rakyat Malaysia akan ubah
mentaliti dan sikap mereka.
Mentaliti dan sikap membuang sampah daripada kereta. Kalau tak jumpa tong sampah pun tak apa, simpan. Simpan dekat poket ke, kan? So bila jumpa tong sampah, you buanglah. Bukannya susah, senang je. Kalau itu daripada sikap you sendiri.
Maybe Roman can share with us your hopes towards this efforts, this crazy ideas that you guys are going to do.
Yeah, that people stop littering. That would be the big thing. Your mask, I don't understand why people throw their mask on the on the street, and you see the mask and the cigarette butt in the drain as well. People wondering after why we have floods, you know, in Kuala Lumpur and stuff. If people keep throwing stuff in the drain, that's bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. Not complicated to put it in your pocket.
Itu adalah harapan mereka untuk kita sedar betapa pentingnya untuk kita menjaga alam sekitar ini, dan pastinya dengan kerja gila ini mereka mengharapkan agar kesedaran awam untuk menjaga alam sekitar ini terus dijaga. Dan pastinya usaha mereka untuk berjalan sejauh 530 km dari Kuala Lumpur ke Langkawi itu mungkin akan disambut baik oleh orang awam yang mungkin akan menyertai mereka. Maybe there will be people that join you guys towards to Langkawi.
Okey, tapi apa pun untuk anda nak menyokong usaha menjaga alam sekitar ini, mengutip sampah, boleh salurkan sumbangan anda dengan membeli coffee, buy me a coffee di laman web yang ada. Kalau kita lihat SS3 ataupun di iPad ini, di kita lihat inilah di mana anda boleh menyalurkan sumbangan anda terhadap misi yang akan dilakukan oleh Roman dan juga Fiza, berjalan kaki dari Kuala Lumpur ke Langkawi sejauh 530 km pada 28
bila yang akan start?
8 Jun.
8 hari bulan 6 ini. Baik, sekian saja Awani Pagi. Saya Hakim Rahman.
Saya Nur Syazwani Safisham. Kita jumpa lagi.